Hey Redhawks, it's Arunima Serene again, back with my Philosophy Planet podcast. Here I am, guest starring my ISM friend.
Hi everyone, I'm Suhani Kanam.
So today what our topic is going to be about is the perspective on whether you're better at someone in something or it's just a skilled interest, or it's like it's just kind of like a part to whole relationship. Like Socrates establishes in his book called The Republic, in which you can compare if, like, let's for example say if someone has more intelligence than someone else, is that person an entirely good, better person than the other person, or is that just a skill set or an acquisition? Or let's say someone is good in a sport, is that sport going to be a justification for saying, oh, I'm better than you? And so from my perspective, I would say it comes down to saying we're all not really better than each other. There's no superiority as such. Human beings are theoretically equal. It's just that we all have these skilled, we're all skilled at different things.
I definitely agree with that. I think none of us are better than the other just because of our skills or talents. Just because, personally, I think that everyone brings something unique to the table, whether it's something being creative, leadership, loyalty, trustworthiness. All these characteristics make us unique, and I think being able to build off of what was given to us is the best way to reveal your skills, or like call that talent, I guess. Like, personally, I'm really tall, and I do play basketball, but it took me a really, really long time, and I still struggle with it, to be able to use that height. And I think that applies to everybody. Everyone has talents or has skills, personality traits that were given to them, and they have to be able to apply and use it to make them the best that they can be.
So, given that you've explained to me that everyone has, like, kind of like a unique mindset or something different to bring to the table, have you ever felt like in your childhood years or even today kind of insecure about bringing something to the table, even if it's like unique and it's like something you bring to the table? Do you ever, like, I mean, I'm sure you do, but do you normally compare yourself to the other people because of what you have to bring to the table, and if it's not like as good enough?
I don't mean to sound self-absorbed or anything, but naturally I'm just a really confident person. And I've always just believed that I think we're all really unique, and I'm okay with being different. I have a lot of friends who are really talented, and that doesn't make me any less compared to them. So I've never truly felt that way. But, like, I can understand if people feel that way, but it's just something that has to be overcome internally or by talking to someone that they trust. Because I think it's always good to have someone tell you that you're worth it, because you really are.
That's very true. I definitely agree with that. There's so many parallels. Like, I definitely have noticed that in high school. Like, we can take high schoolers as an example. High schoolers are known to be inherently insecure, very comparison-minded, because, like, they kind of take one test grade as a justification as for who they are. Or sometimes it comes off like that, and that's okay. That's just, like, subconscious, to, like, compare yourself to other people. But when you look at it consciously and you start to introspect and really surround yourself, like you were saying, with people who tell you you're worth it, you'll start understanding that we're all, like, there's no need to, like, be fearful of who you are, and there's no need to fear your authenticity, because that's what matters the most at the end of the day.
Although this may seem off topic, building off of what you said about how high schoolers justify themselves with just a single grade, I'm taking AP Physics this year, and obviously it's a really challenging class, for me at least, mm-hmm. And I do have friends who are also struggling with it. And a lot of people that I know were trying to drop out because of our first test grade. And I'm not saying anything against it, but personally, I don't think that you can justify your success in the class or your success as an individual, justify that one test grade.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously if we work towards it, it's gonna get better no matter what by the AP time. And yeah, I don't think that should be a justification. Coming from a brown family, a big thing is obviously, like, a lot of things people do compare, whether, typically my parents don't compare me with anyone, they say compete with yourself, which is
That's an excellent way of looking at life.
The best advice that anybody can
actually give
you, because that's what's going to make you better.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But a lot of people that I do know, a lot of my friends' parents and stuff like that, they do compare them with other people, and
it gets to them.
Yeah, and it's just not worth it.
Interesting. So, do you have anything else to add on?
No, I to sum it all up, I guess. I think we're all given talents, and we're given skills, and we have to employ those skills and make them work together in a way that we're talented, and nobody else has to consider us talented. If we think we're talented, we're talented. And I feel like throughout this whole thing I've been like, oh, I do this, that, and this. But I also do Indian classical dance, and like I mentioned, I'm really tall, and one of the main things in Indian classical dance is like maintaining this posture where you're half your height, and it's a big struggle for me, and I've been doing it for almost 11 years now, and I think over the course, like I mentioned, over the course of time, you can overcome anything. Obviously, there are limitations, but you can overcome anything, and I think I'm a pretty decent classical dancer right now, so,
There are definitely many things you can overcome with just your mindset itself and your perspective. Like, there's this quote where, it says, your actions become your words, or something like that, and then your words become your destiny, and so, the way you choose to look at life is all dependent upon you, what your thinking process, the way you speak to people, the way you just choose to handle it in general. The way you choose to handle the lemons that are thrown at you.
Yeah.
And so just because, like you were saying, like classical dance, like you had to work on it, you still worked on it and you still got to where you are today. And so the limitations are definitely there for everyone. But what I will say is that instead of comparing yourself to other people and looking at their natural talents as a justification for your lack of that talent, you can stop looking at other people. You can appreciate other people's successes, but really just focus on yourself, because you're the most important person at the end of the day. Not to sound like self-absorbed, but it's human nature. Like, we're all thinking about how to make ourselves happy, like, towards the end of the day. We're not really... And like our relationships with other people and how they make us feel, not like all the time about other people. So
and,
you suffer less.
Building off of the relationships with other people and what I've said earlier, make sure, that you surround yourself with people that aren't going to bring you down all the time and don't have a negative mindset that's going to influence you. And that comes to willpower.
Yeah.
You're not... Like, someone could constantly tell me something, and someone could constantly tell me something, but that doesn't make it true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes to me, but as well as, that comes totally down to me. Like, I don't need to surround myself with such people, number one. And number two, if I do want to continue surrounding myself with them, I don't have to pay attention to every word they say, because we are two distinct individuals with two different opinions.
That's so true, yeah. Yeah, that's like such a healthy mindset and way to look at life. To not take everything personally, to understand that there's always second opinions and people that are not going to agree with you. And that doesn't make you any less a person. It's just, you're two different people, and that's okay.
Cool, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thanks, bro. All right, good afternoon, Red Hawks.